Unit 3. Tape script 3.1.
The Burglar's Friend. It was 3 o'clock in the morning when 4-year-old Russell Brown woke up to go to the toilet. His parents were fast asleep in bed. But when he heard a noise in the living room and saw a light was on, he went downstairs. There he found 2 men. They asked him his name and told him they were friends of the family. Unfortunately, Russell believed them. They asked him where the video recorder was. Russell showed them and said they had a stereo and CD player too. The 2 men carried these to the kitchen. Russell also told them that his mother kept her purse in a drawer in the kitchen, so they took that. Russell even gave them his pocket money, 50p. They finally left at 4 a.m. They said, "Will you open the back door while we take these things to the car? Because we don't want to wake Mummy and Daddy, do we?" So Russell held the door open for them. He then went back to bed. His parents didn't know about the burglary until they got up the next day. His father said, "I couldn't be angry with Russell because he thought he was doing the right thing." Fortunately, the police caught the 2 burglars last week.
Tape script 3.2. 1.
Russell woke up at 2 o'clock.
2.
He woke up because he was thirsty.
3.
He heard a noise in the kitchen.
4.
He found 3 men.
5.
Russell's mother kept her purse in her handbag.
6.
They left at 5 o'clock.
7.
When they left, Russell watched TV.
8.
The police caught the burglars the next day.
Tape script 3.3.
Asked. Showed. Wanted. Walked. Started. Tried. Carried. Liked. Believed. Used. Stopped. Planned.
Tape script 3.4. 1.
I broke a cup, but I mended it with glue.
2.
I felt ill, so I went to bed.
3.
I made a sandwich because I was hungry.
4.
I had a shower and washed my hair.
5.
I lost my passport, but then I found it at the back of a drawer.
6.
I called the police because I heard a strange noise.
7.
I ran out of coffee, so I bought some more.
8.
I forgot her birthday, so I said sorry.
9.
The phone rang, so I answered it.
10.
I told a joke, but nobody laughed.
Tape script 3.5.
Hands up, I've got a burger. Last Tuesday, a man, armed with just a hot hamburger in a bag, stole $1,000 from a bank in Danville, California. Police Detective Bill McGinnis said that the robber, who was wearing a mask, entered the Mount Diablo National Bank at about 1:30 p.m. and gave the teller a note demanding $1,000. He claimed that he had a bomb in the bag. The teller said she could smell a distinct odor of hamburger coming from the bag. Even so, she handed the money to the man. As he was running out of the bank, he dropped the bag with the hamburger. He escaped in a car that was waiting for him outside.
Teenage Party Ends in Tears. When Jack and Kelly Harmon went away on holiday, they left their teenage daughter alone in the house. Zoe, aged 16, wanted to stay at home because she was revising for exams. Her parents said she could have some friends to stay. However, Zoe decided to have a party. Everyone was having a good time when suddenly things started to go wrong. 40 uninvited guests arrived, and some of them were carrying knives. They broke furniture, smashed windows, and stole jewelry. When Mr. and Mrs. Harmon heard the news, they came home immediately.
Tape script 3.6. The Perfect Crime. Alice Jackson is a happily married woman. She loves her baby son, and she adores her husband, Henry. Tonight is her 10th wedding anniversary, and some friends are coming round to have a drink. Everything seems perfect, but Alice's life is going to change.
Darling, have some beer.
Sit down. I've got something to say. I'm sorry. I know it's a bad time to tell you. It's our anniversary. But it's just that Kathy and I are in love. Oh, Bobby won't miss me. He's too young.
Oh! Get ready for the party.
What on earth? Oh!
Hello? Police, please.
Hello? Is that the police? Come quickly. It's my husband. Something awful has happened to him.
Detective Perry, Mrs. Jackson. Where is he?
In the kitchen. Is he all right?
He's dead.
No! No! Not Henry! My Henry! Oh, Henry!
What happened?
I was putting the baby to bed upstairs, and I just came downstairs and found him lying on the kitchen floor.
Burglars. Sit down, Mrs. Jackson. Sergeant Taylor, get Mrs. Jackson a drink. A brandy with some ice. Phew, it's hot in this room. I hope you understand, Mrs. Jackson, that we have to search the house immediately. We must find the murder weapon.
Yes. Yes. Of course.
What was that?
It's this statue, sir. It's melting. Oh, can I have a glass of water, Mrs. Jackson? It's so hot in here.
I think we all need one, and with ice.
Poor Alice. Poor Henry. I don't believe it. What a shock for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Please, stay and have a drink. Help yourselves.
I wonder what the burglar hit him with. Who knows?
Tape script 3.7.
The 8th of January, 1998. January the 8th, 1998. The 16th of July, 1985. July the 16th, 1985. The 25th of November, 2002. November the 25th, 2002.
Tape script 3.8.
January 8th, 1998. July 16th, 1985. November 25th, 2002.
Tape script 3.9.
June the 4th. The 5th of August. The 31st of July. March the 1st. February the 3rd. The 21st of January, 1988. December the 2nd, 1996. The 5th of April, 1980. June the 11th, 1965. The 18th of October, 2000. January the 31st, 2005.